his
peaked?
Sickly. Oh yeah, peaked is the word my father used. Yeah. I don't think I use it much, but I remember him using it.
What would you call a man who is able to lift heavy weights? He's big and...
You're looking for a specific word more than strong? I mean...
Well, how would you use stout to mean stuff? Strong?
No. Only in poetry. And
okay. Stuff. And what would you call a person who's easy to get along with? He's very...
Friendly.
Okay.
Affable.
What about an animal that's easy to handle?
Like a dog, you mean, or a farm animal?
A horse.
He's docile is certainly too sophisticated. What am I looking for?
That's fine.
I mean, that's what I might say if I were reaching for it.
What about a boy who's all arms and legs and always stumbling and running into things?
Clumsy.
Mm-hmm. A person who keeps on doing stupid things, he's a plain...
Fool, jackass, sap, idiot.
You mentioned one synonym for stingy, and at the moment I've forgotten what it was.
I said that by way of figure of speech, people spoke about people being a persimmon because, of course, of the puckering.
Do you have another term for a stingy person?
Well, we know miser, certainly. Mm-hmm. Penny pincher.
If you use the word common about a person, what would it mean?
Well, it means that their family is not the kind of family your family would want to associate with much.
Mm-hmm. Would you pronounce that for me?
Common as dirt.
Okay. If an old man is still very active and can get around, you'd
spry.
Say... Good. How about a young person who's very energetic?
I draw a blank at the moment.
Okay. That's all right. It's getting late and it's hard.
What are you thinking of? I'll tell you
anything. Lively or peppy or chipper or fidgety or hyperactive, all kinds of things.
All those are things I would say from time to time, every one of them. Lively is probably the most likely word, I think.
If the children were late getting home and you were
that's
worried...
That's favorable, of course, if a child's a real pain. And,
if the children are late and you're worried, you wouldn't say you felt easy, you'd say you felt...
Worried, uneasy?
That's fine.
Concerned?
That's fine. Okay, if a child might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark because I'm...
Scared.
Mm-hmm. And she isn't afraid now, but she...
She was afraid? Was scared?
Or the old gray mare, she ain't what she...
Used to be. Mm-hmm. Used to be scared.
Do you have a negative form of used to be? She...
Didn't used to be?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would say that's not uncommon.
Somebody who left his money out on the table and then went away and left the door locked, you'd say he was unlocked. I mean, you'd say he was being...
Careless.
Okay. And if there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, you might say, well, she acts kind of...
Cracked?
Mm-hmm.
Touched?
Mm-hmm.
Touched in the head?
Would you use queer for that?
No.
What does queer mean to you?
Homosexual.
Has it always meant that? Okay.
In my childhood.
Okay. And if someone...
Before I knew what a homosexual was, I knew that some people were spoken of as
queer. If somebody makes up his mind and nothing will make him change it, you say he's being...
Stubborn.
Okay. And someone who loses his temper very easily is very...
Flies off the handle, gets angry, sore head.
As someone who is about to lose his temper, you might say to him, well, just...
Cool it. That's modern, really.
Building is
calm down.
Yeah, that's fine. If you've been working very hard, you'd say you're very...
Tired.
Mm-hmm. And if you're extremely tired, then you're all...
Tired out is common.
Well, how about a form of wear out? He's all...
Yes. Worn out might also, of course, apply to somebody who's, worked for many years and can't...